Welcome to Below the 10, a series about life in South LA. I'm David Weinberg, a reporter for KCRW in Los Angeles. In August of 1988, the rap group NWA released their debut album, Straight Outta Compton. And partly because of that album's massive success, the city of Compton became a poster child for black disenfranchisement and gang violence. But the Compton of today is a very different place. The crime rate has dropped significantly, and there's been a big demographic shift. It's now a majority Latino city. In August of 2015, Straight Out of Compton, the movie was released. And lots of people in the city are excited to have their hometown back in the spotlight. They're excited to show off the new Compton. When Ja'Tierra Fuller walked into the classroom on her first day of fourth grade, she was surprised. She was the only black person in her class.
There was no diversity. There were no Indians, no Asians, no Filipino, nobody. Just Latinas and me, that's it.
Ja'Tierra's mom, who grew up in Compton, was sure that the school had made a mistake.
My mom thought they put me in like a bilingual or like English learners class or something. And so she went to the office and she's like, hey, I think you have my kid in the wrong class. And then so they look me up and they check and all this. And they're like, no, she's in the gifted class. That's where she's supposed to be. So that was interesting. And then
what was that like?
Most of my friends were Latina, and they couldn't relate to, like, my hair problems or, like, my butt problems or something. I don't know. It was just, like, a foreign world to them.
This is one of the biggest differences between the Compton of 1988 and the Compton of today. Latinos make up about two-thirds of the population. Ja'Tierra is now 24. After high school, she graduated from Cal State Long Beach. And then she became the queen of Compton. In 2014, she won the Miss Compton pageant.
Representing Compton is such an honor, but it's also very exciting when you get to go outside of Compton, because a lot of people already have like a lot of negative stigmas on people from Compton. So it's very important to me to be able to showcase Compton in such a positive light.
Compton has come a long way since the early 90s, when it became famous for being a crime-ridden ghetto. And with the release of Straight Outta Compton, the city's gangsta image is about to be relived on big screens across the country. When Ja'Tierra travels outside the city, people are surprised that she's never seen a drive-by or a drug deal. She says they're also shocked to hear that Compton now has a Chipotle.
That was really exciting because I was thinking, like, Chipotle's down the street from my house. I can get some guacamole and some chips and I'll be ready to go. And then Compton has a Target.
The Chipotle and the Target are both part of a shopping center called the Gateway Town Center. It looks like a shopping center you would find in any white suburb in America. Lots of asphalt, a Home Depot, a 24-hour fitness. To a lot of communities, a shopping center like this, it's not a big deal. But in Compton, it means jobs and tax revenue for a city where more than a quarter of the residents live in poverty.
This is the first major development in the city of Compton in over 30 years.
This is Asia Brown, the mayor of Compton.
This really is a great signification of hope and transformation and growth for the city. So it's really one of the hearts of the city where you can run into neighbors, family members, and just really be able to get the basic things that a lot of times other communities take for granted.
Brown is 33. She's the youngest mayor in Compton's history. She was elected in 2013 when she narrowly defeated former mayor Omar Bradley, known as the gangster mayor. He was convicted of felony corruption charges, though they were overturned by an appeals court. Brown's background is in urban planning and development, but lately she's been fielding a lot of calls about gangster rap.
At the height of NWA's success, Compton had triple the homicides than we have today. Compton is much safer now than it was before.
15 years ago, the LA County Sheriff's Department took over the Compton police force. Mayor Brown says that change, along with community policing measures and gang intervention, have helped reduce crime in Compton, enough to attract national chains to invest in the city. And the economy here is improving, but there's still a long way to go. The Compton School District gets a rating of 3 out of 10. The unemployment rate is about twice the national average, and the city has struggled to keep up its infrastructure.
And the potholes, ooh.
you know, it's like it's like the moon crater going in the rover.
Carlos Acevedo is the owner of Frank's Carburetors. It's been in Compton for 52 years. All over the shop are huge piles of old carburetors and dozens of glass jars filled with tiny metal parts.
I've been here in this shop since I was 8 years old.
Carlos was born in California. He grew up speaking Spanish. And over the last couple decades, he's watched the Latino population rise in Compton. But the city's political leadership doesn't reflect that change. Only one of the city's four council members is Latino.
In the school board, there's no Hispanics representing all these Hispanic people there. Okay, so we have tried.
Carlos is president of the Latino Chamber of Commerce, and he's been trying to get more Latinos to the polls for local elections. He showed me a poster he made that sits behind the counter of his shop. It has a picture of Cesar Chavez and Martin Luther King Jr. and a copy of the Voter Bill of Rights.
This poster really signifies representation and the opportunity for all of us. It's not to push nobody out, but it should be more share in the democracy, in the power.
On my way out, Carlos points to some black smudges on the concrete. It's melted tire. Someone parked a truck in front of his shop, and then the truck blew up.
Boom! Exploded. It went into flames.
Carlos believes it was intentional and that it had something to do with his political activism. But the fire department said it was a miscellaneous fire.
Are you guys excited? Yeah. Woo! I am so excited to see who's the next Miss Compton and Miss Teen Compton. We have some amazing contestants, you guys.
This past Saturday, Jatiera Fuller's reign as the Queen of Compton came to an end. Her final duty was to crown the new Queen of Compton. After the judges tallied up the scores for the swimsuit, evening gown, and interview categories, Stephanie Viscara was named Miss Compton 2016. Jatiera says she's going to miss being queen. Part of her mission was to empower youth, though she still gets to do that at her job.
I'm a children's social worker, so I work for the Department of Children and Family Services, which is pretty exciting because I get to service Compton.
And she won't be stepping completely out of the spotlight. In 2 weeks, she will go on to represent Compton in the Miss California pageant. The rest of the country will get a chance to see the Compton of the 1980s, or at least Hollywood's version of it, when Straight Outta Compton is released this Friday. This project is supported by a grant from the Conrad N. Hilton Foundation. You can find more about the series at belowthe10.com. That's T-E-N. There, you'll find tons of fantastic visual elements. There's videos and photos of some of the people in the series. There's interactive maps and beautiful illustrations. The series was reported and produced by me, David Weinberg, with Alexandra Garriton. It was edited by Sonia Geis and Nick White, and the digital team was run by Caitlin Schamberg. Thanks for listening.